Edgar Cayce the Sleeping Prophet. Edgar Cayce, 1877-1945, was perhaps the most celebrated prophet this country has ever produced. He was born in Hopkinsville, Kentucky in 1877. As a boy, Edgar could hear and see things no one else could. His father also exhibited strange tendencies. Snakes would follow him around. Edgar could perform amazing mental feats and in one night memorize a 110-page congressional speech. Little Edgar decided he wanted to be a minister and promised to read the Bible one time for every year of his life. One day while he was on his 13th reading, a vision of a lady in white appeared before him and asked him what he wanted the most. He told her, "Most of all, I would like to be helpful to other people, especially children." Edgar Cayce was struck in the back of the head with a baseball while he was in school. He felt odd and went home. He told his mother to make a poultice out of certain items and apply it to the back of his head. He awoke the next day feeling fine, but didn't remember anything after the baseball hit him. Cayce developed a throat condition that lasted several months and nothing helped. He wasn't able to talk above a whisper. Dr. Al Lane, an osteopath and hypnotist, hypnotized Cayce and told him to look into his own body for the cure. Cayce replied that his throat muscles were paralyzed and needed more blood supply and asked Lane to make a mental suggestion to do this. Well, it worked, and about 20 minutes after Cayce woke up, he was fine. Edgar Cayce began his miraculous cures by curing himself. The next day Cayce went into a deep sleep and correctly diagnosed Dr. Lane, who had a stomach ailment. In 1901 Cayce began to give health readings. He developed an ability to enter the body of a sick person remotely regardless of distance and provide a pinpoint diagnosis and treatment, though he had no medical training. To this day there is an organization of medical professionals called A.R.E. that treats patients using methods that were designed by Cayce while he was in his sleep state. Cayce was renowned as a healer, but Edwin Cayce also made many predictions. He predicted the beginning and end of both the First and Second World Wars, and the end of the Depression in 1933. He predicted China would become the cradle of Christianity as applied in the lives of men. Through Russia, he said, comes the hope of the world. Not in respect to what is sometimes termed communism or Bolshevism, no. But freedom, freedom. That each man will live for his fellow man. The principle has been born there. It will take years for it to be crystallized, yet out of Russia comes again the hope of the world. He stated Russia and the United States would have friendly ties and that friendship would be the guiding light for Russia, and Russia's attempt to rule not only the economic, but the mental and spiritual life would fail. Edgar Cayce's predictions on the Sphinx. Cayce predicted that a room would be found, under the Sphinx, containing records from Atlantis. It would be well if this entity were to seek either of the three phases of the ways and means in which those records of the activities of individuals were preserved, the one in the Atlantean land, that sank, which will rise and is rising again, another in the place of the records that leadeth from the Sphinx to the Hall of Records, in the Egyptian land, and another in the Aryan or Yucatan land, where the temple there is overshadowing same. The entity joined with those who were active in putting the records in forms that were partially of the old characters of the ancient or early Egyptian, and part in the newer form of the Atlanteans. These may be found, especially when the house or tomb of records is opened, in a few years from now. The entity was among the first to set the records that are yet to be discovered or yet to be heard of those activities in the Atlantean land, and for the preservation of data that is yet to be found from the chambers of the way between the Sphinx and the Pyramid of Records. As to the contents of the room, a record of Atlantis from the beginning of those periods when the spirit took form, or began the encasements in that land, and the developments of the peoples throughout their sojourn, together with the record of the first destruction, and the changes that took place in the land, with the record of the sojournings of the peoples and their varied activities in other lands, and a record of the meetings of all the nations or lands, for the activities in the destruction of Atlantis, and the building of the Pyramid of Initiation, together with whom, what, and where the opening of the records would come, that are as copies from the sunken Atlantis. For with the change, it, Atlantis, must rise again. In position, this lies, as the sun rises from the waters, as the line of the shadows, or light, falls between the paws of the Sphinx, that was set later as the sentinel or guard and which may not be entered from the connecting chambers from the Sphinx's right paw until the time has been fulfilled when the changes must be active in this sphere of man's experience. Then, it lies, between the Sphinx and the river. Most of cases, readings, predictions are extremely hard to understand. Here is an example of one that is very controversial. Is it not fitting, then, that these must return? As this priest may develop himself to be in that position, to be in the capacity of a liberator of the world in its relationships to individuals in those periods to come, for he must enter again at that period, or in 1998. Many have taken this reading to mean Case would either be reborn in 1998 or would appear as an ascended spirit. Unfortunately, as with most prophets, the meanings of the prophesies are never entirely clear, thus leading to different interpretations. Some say Case was 98% correct, while others of the more skeptical bent say he was mostly wrong, but it seems the overwhelming majority think he was mostly right. Case was a prolific prophet and many thousands of his readings have been transcribed. To see the address to Case's readings, go to the article. You can copy it and paste it into your browser's address. Sorry, Truth Facts does not use live outside links. Case never profited from his talents, rather he donated them. He supported his family mainly by photography,